This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge windstorm known as a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday afternoon, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people and leaving behind a trail of damage, though this man in Iowa says it wasn't exactly like a tornado.
Just a lot of debris, lots of debris, just smaller, like leaves, and lots of just like trimmings, like the storm pruned everything.
There were wind gusts of nearly 100 miles an hour recorded in some areas of the Midwest, and people were trapped in cars and buildings. The Secret Service out with more information about what led to President Trump being rushed out of a briefing yesterday. They say a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House and told him he had a weapon. The suspect ran towards the officer, who shot the man, who's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump continues to have an issue with proposed mail-in voting this November. During a briefing yesterday, he mentioned a story in Virginia where incorrect information was printed on absentee ballot applications, and many were mailed to some voters that didn't exist anymore.
500,000 incorrect absentee ballot applications were sent all across the state of Virginia, including to many dead people.
Fire officials still looking into the cause of a fire on Sunday night at celebrity chef Rachel Ray's home in Lake Luzerne in upstate New York. The Warren County Fire Coordinator says firefighters managed to save the home's ground floor.
Could have been substantially worse. They were very fortunate.
Rachel Ray, her husband, and their dog were all able to get out of the home safely when the fire broke out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Russian health ministry officials are authorizing a coronavirus vaccine for public use. As a state-controlled Russian news agency reports, that President Vladimir Putin made the announcement early today during a meeting with government officials, saying the vaccine was developed by a scientific research institute and microbiology in Moscow, in conjunction with the Ministry of Defense there. In his announcement, Putin said, as far as he is aware, it is the first COVID-19 vaccine to be registered for public use anywhere in the world. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will rehear the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today. It could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against him, Flynn having admitted lying to the FBI and pleading guilty in 2017 to lying about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss. And organizers of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally say this year's crowd is on par with previous years, about 180,000 riders rolling into the small South Dakota town over the weekend for the beginning of a 10-day 80th anniversary event. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Package is start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez, great to have you along with us. And it's time for James Herson. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, legal analyst, media analyst. You do it all, including moving, don't you?
Yes, yep, in a move right now. Another slow news period that we have to talk about.
I know, it's just amazing. I mean, hey, do you want to...
Dystopian sci-fi novel life in America is going to end soon. Hallelujah.
Yeah, on November the 4th is what they tell me. Once the election's out of way, then, you know, I don't know. I mean, but it depends. It will end, I guess, if... you know, one way or another, either it's a Republican sweep or it's a Democratic sweep, but it has to be a sweep. It can't be, it has to be such a resounding mandate or,
no,
you know.
I would actually change that choice. It's either a Republican sweep or a Democrat cheat.
Yes.
It cannot be a legitimate Democrat sweep. No freaking way.
Yeah.
Especially
well,
even the polls now. Mm-hmm. Tightening up to 3%.
Right.
Even the mainstream lying globalist leftist polls are saying 3%. They're in a panic now. Michelle Obama's phone is ringing off the hook.
She's so depressed. I mean, you know, she's offering therapy. I mean, here's the woman that was so proud of America when her husband was elected. But, you know, what a silly 4 years will do. Now she's totally depressed, you know, blubbering on her podcast. I mean, I just got to imagine that's just so compelling.
I don't know. There's something like karma there because she has created so much depression. With her diets that she imposed on families and children, and really, you know, her anti-American statements and her influence on her husband. So I think, you know, that's probably just a normal, you know, what you sow, so shall you reap.
Exactly.
Although she blames it on the repository of blame for anything in the world. President Trump.
Oh, without a doubt. And the thing is that look what Trump has done compared to her husband in terms of any kind of racial injustice. I mean, it's resounding. Barack Obama would love to claim even one of the accomplishments of what this president has done. And that's why Black America is waking up and going, and we've been voting for these knuckleheads. Why?
Yeah, really, really why?
Yeah, what have we got
I
to show
think
for
now
it? Yeah.
The Democratic Party's been unmasked as they're out of touch with their original views as Democrats. They have no relation to John F. Kennedy or Harry Truman or even Hubert Humphrey. They And really, their titular leader is a guy who's not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. That, of course, is Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. who has been the most profound energy and influence on the Democrat Party. And now what they stand for are lawless, globalist, communist organizations. They stand for lawless individuals like George Soros, who funds these organizations, and they stand for criminality, domestic terrorism, as, you know, Attorney General William Barr, an American hero, who just mm-hmm. did this recent interview, as he pointed out, he called these terrorist organizations like BLM and Antifa urban guerrilla warfare driven by the left's lust for power. Mm. They are enablers. And to me, that's why I say that it's sweeper cheek. It's a Republican sweeper, Democrat cheek, because this stuff is un-American. Mm. And the Democratic Party now is not, you know, it's a polite way to say they're out of step with America. Mm. They are in step with globalist socialists. They are outside of America. They are the enemy within.
What will they do with the U.S. Constitution, James? What happens to our Constitution under a democratic rule?
Well, it's very clear. They've already telescoped it. I mean, all of the... If you want to destroy history, as a recent history professor said appearing on Fox, you end up destroying the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrat Party stands for destroying history. They stand for destroying our heritage. And what they want to put in its place is a communist-style system. The right to life, which is inherent in our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, and implicit in the Constitution, the Democrat Party would abolish that right, mm-hmm. would abolish it even after a child is born, and clearly abolish it with older people, as their governors have done by killing the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would abolish the right to private property, because what they do is nibble at that right with regulations, with environmental regulations, and then, of course, with the destruction of the suburbs and land use laws that are changed. And they would abolish the right of having limited government, because they would expand the administrative state to the point where it is a totalitarian state. There's no room for the Constitution.
Right.
And it's been clear. It's even clear by the Supreme Court justices that practice the democratic view, being a judge, which means being an unelected legislature. That's
exactly.
what the Democratic Party
right.
made judges into.
Mm-hmm.
That is destruction of the
right.
Constitution. And you see how much Democrats respected the Constitution, in that they were attempting an illegal coup, an illegal removal of a president, by trying to frame the president and his associates mm-hmm. both before and after he was
elected. Legitimately elected president, oh, by the way. And James, the other thing that I think people are greatly overlooking here is what Democratic policies would do. They would obliterate excellence. Excellence would no longer, meritocracy would no longer be part of the culture, except for maybe sports. That's about it. But everything else would be unionized to such a degree that it would blunt anything that would raise its head above whatever they determine to be the average good.
They destroyed excellence by polluting and corrupting our educational system. And now we see it in full bloom. Rutgers University saying that they no longer will teach grammar because grammar is racist. And we have a college math professor now, it's going around the internet. Mm-hmm. This is a math professor at Brooklyn College who says that the idea that there are objective answers to arithmetic, that is racist. And we've been seeing these kinds of strange, you know, new math. We see our kids coming home and saying, well, my teacher said that little Donnie said that 2 plus 2 equals 5, and therefore, he said, well, that's invalid to say 2 plus 2 equals 5. So you take away objective truth, you take away what is in fact mathematics, and substitute it with something idiotic, and that's why we have children who score extremely low in comparison with countries across the world.
After all the money we've invested in them, we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with the one and only best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson. James, I wanted to talk to you about you know, Sally Yates said that James Comey has gone rogue, but there's also a Chief Justice that's been going rogue as well lately. I guess it must be a beltway disease. What do you think?
You know, it could be a beltway disease, but what's happened and what you bring up is that the idea of the Supreme Court, which played a huge role, the nominations at the Supreme Court in 2016, when then-candidate Donald Trump unended and upended Hillary Clinton, that Supreme Court, remember the unprecedented step that Trump took to reveal a list, a short list, of people that he would nominate to the Supreme Court, which he did stick with people on that list. Well, he's going to do it again. Mm. He's going to release the list, and the reason
he's probably going to have to update it because, you know, he got a little surprise from Gorsuch, and you know, and it's been the tradition, as you know, here we get conservative presidents, Republican presidents, you know, nominating what they believe as conservatives, and there must be something there at the Supreme Court that you know, filters these conservatives and all of a sudden brings an edge, and they start aligning with liberals on the court. You know, what is going on there?
Well, you know, it's one thing. I mean, almost any nominee is going to go off on any particular case because of the arcane law involved. And, you know, so that's not unusual. But what we have with Chief Justice John Roberts is more like David Souter from the past. Mm-hmm. We have someone who has changed all of a sudden on that bench. There's too many cases that he has sided with the liberals, with the four liberals who are robo-justices, who always, in any case that has political aspects to it, you see they always vote in lockstep. Mm-hmm. For the liberal side. But John Roberts has, in a sense, lost his moorings. He's gone rogue, and he's done it in cases that harm America, mm-hmm. that not just harm conservatism. And there's all kinds of people saying, well, I think he's blackmailed. Well, I think he wants to be praised at the cocktail parties. It really doesn't matter. His motive is no longer important. What's important is his track record. And this guy, if we do remember, back in 2012, he upheld Obamacare with a majority opinion that looked like it originally was a dissent, and it had within it a crazy idea that to justify his decision that the individual mandate that requires people to buy insurance was somehow a tax, and even the Obama administration dropped that and wasn't even arguing it. So that was clearly weird.
Like all of a sudden he went on the other side of the bench and defended and came up with no, it is a tax. No, it's not a tax. No, it is a tax. Listen to me. In other words, because and remember, before it even went to the Supreme Court, the threat that Barack Obama, you know, kind of threw over the bow of Robert's boat about Obamacare, that he better not mess with it. And as it stood in the way it was presented, he didn't have to mess with it. He just let it fall on its face. It had no standing. But he gave it standing. He assigned standing to it. James, you're an attorney. You know better than I do. But, I mean, I'm just thinking, wow, he did.
No, it was pretty much, you know, legal experts derided Roberts. And that's when theory started to come around that, you know, he essentially has destroyed his legacy as a jurist. And that's a part of it that seems the most insane. The left says, well, John Roberts is trying to preserve the integrity of the Supreme Court. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, he had more rogue cases in 2019, but this term really takes the cake. I mean, he started off, he went with the liberal side, and he shoehorned into a 1964 Act of Congress, the Civil Rights Act, He rewrote it. And he put sexual orientation and gender identity into the statute that Congress never put those categories. That is not allowed. That violates the separation of powers.
Exactly. Well, where's Congress? How come Congress isn't jumping up and down over this?
Well, they are. They are jumping up and down for this term. This term has activated people like Ted Cruz, has activated people in the House. And there's talk of impeachment. And when the Republicans start talking impeachement, you start to think, well, if they had the ability, they might do it. I he struck down President Trump's executive order involving DACA, which was to overrule an illegal
law to begin with
by Barack Obama.
Right.
And that was even acknowledged. That was a ridiculous decision. Then he did an abortion case, Louisiana. I personally was involved with this case. This was the one that said, very rational, good idea. This is a very serious surgical procedure.
Exactly.
If a physician performs it, he has to be an admitting physician in a nearby hospital if something goes wrong. Roberts joins with the four leftist robo-justices and basically harms the issue that this practicing Catholic says that he cares about, life, the right to life.
Mm-hmm.
And then religious expression, a slam dunk case. So ridiculous was Roberts' decision that Neil Gorsuch in a dissent just pulverized it with one paragraph. And this is the one, of course, during our COVID time, the idea that casinos could stay open and have people, as many people as you want, but the churches cannot have more than 50, even if they practice social distancing, even if they wear masks, even if they wear hazmat suits. And so Neil Gorsuch brilliantly said, when we have a constitution, we have a First Amendment that protects the free exercise of religion. There is no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel.
Exactly.
Boy, is that a brilliant line. Says it all. Ted Cruz said, John Roberts has abandoned his oath after that came down, but maybe Nevada churches should set up crabs tables.
Yeah, exactly.
Which he was making
comment. Yeah, they can do crabs tables and, these peaceful riots. And
so our answer right now, Bill, is very simple. We don't have time to impeach this guy. We don't have time to vote. We can't vote him out. Mm-hmm. But we can vote for someone who will appoint justices that offset this maverick.
Exactly.
Justice, this rogue. Mm-hmm. And that is Donald J. Trump. We've got to get him back in the White House. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaves the bench, which obviously, we don't know how long it'll be.
Well,
Trump will then appoint an originalist, and then Robert's shenanigans won't matter anymore.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, I'm going to go back real quick. We only got about a minute left here, James, in the case that you had represented regarding Louisiana. I mean, the reason it came up was it was common sense. I mean, how many women have had to be rushed off to a hospital after a botched abortion, and then they find out afterwards that the doctor himself doesn't have rights to go into the hospital? I mean, this is only common sense for the protection of women. But I guess women's lives don't matter, especially when it's a process of abortion. As long as I got your $500, it's like, okay, next.
It's disgusting. The only procedure where really there's not informed consent.
James Harrison, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst here. James, as always, appreciate it. We'll see you next week, buddy. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge windstorm known as a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday afternoon, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people and leaving behind a trail of damage, though this man in Iowa says it wasn't exactly like a tornado.
Just a lot of debris, lots of debris, just smaller like leaves and lots of just like trimmings, like the storm pruned everything.
There were wind gusts of nearly 100 miles an hour recorded in some areas of the Midwest, and people were trapped in cars and buildings. The Secret Service out with more information about what led to President Trump being rushed out of a briefing yesterday. They say a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House and told him he had a weapon. The suspect ran towards the officer, who shot the man, who's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to be visiting with Kathy Barnett. She's an author. Her book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. She's also currently running for U.S. Congress in the 4th District of Pennsylvania. Kathy, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure to have you here to get your perspective on what's going on, because you say with all this chaos that's going on across our country, the question is it really about George Floyd anymore?
No. It long stopped being about George Floyd a while ago. And as is usually the case, we have primarily white liberals who have hijacked this movement that initially, just say it was about George Floyd, but it has now been hijacked by white liberals primarily, who have a different agenda in mind. And that agenda is gaining control by any means necessary, even if it means literally tearing down this nation. What we need to wrap our mind around, and I know we have a lot of, well-intentioned people who actually think what we're seeing right now taking place in Chicago, in Portland, Oregon, or what was happening in Seattle, this rioting and looting and commandeering of whole city blocks is about race relations, is about, including minorities into the shared prosperity of this nation. But that has long since passed. This is all about control. There is a war that's going on against this nation.
It really has all come to a head, hasn't it? And maybe that's what we have to do, Kathy, in order to really get over this, a constant ailment that we've been dealing with. Some refer to it as America's original sin, however way you want to identify it. But the fact of the matter is, what I am reading in Main Street America and throughout this country is people are saying, why can't we just get over this? And it's not so much getting over as getting through it. Because I think when we get through it, then we can kind of lance all the infection, let it all get out, and then realize at the end of the day, Martin Luther King's vision of being judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character, the day has now come. His dream is being realized. It has been realized, and people choose to ignore it, and they continue to use this age-old racial conflict, as you say, all, you know, to gain control.
Listen, if this was about improving... If what we see taking place on the streets throughout our country, the burning, the looting, the ripping down of statues, the commandeering, the takeover of whole city blocks, if what we were watching right now in Chicago on the magnificent miles of people rioting and looting and breaking into luxury stores like the Tesla dealership, I don't know how that necessarily improves my black life. But let's just say if all this stuff we see going on throughout our nation right now was really about having a conversation about the lingering sins of this nation, or about race relations improving continuously, or about minorities and underrepresented or marginalized people being able to be included in the shared prosperity of this nation, okay, then that's one thing. But it is not about improving the lives of black people. We need to get our mind wrapped around what is really happening in our nation. Our nation is in trouble. And it is in trouble by those who have one thing in their focus, in their line of sight, that is control.
Yes.
That is all this is about. What we're seeing right now, what may have started off about George Floyd and the heinous manner in which he died,
Agreed.
Has long since been co-opted by a Marxist group of people who have one thing in mind, that is fundamentally changing America so that they are in control of this country. And they are not patriots. They do not love this nation. They are not trying to improve my black life or the lives of anyone except for them and their families. That is all this is about. We need to get our mind around this. Now, on something you said earlier, it is insensitive for someone to say to me, a black person who grew up in the Deep South on a pig farm in southern Alabama, who literally have the blood of slaves coursing through my veins. My great-great-great-grandmother, Grandma Rhoda, born in 1846, was a slave. Her blood is coursing through my veins. It is highly insensitive for someone to say, get over it, Kathy. No.
I hope you're not hearing me say that. I apologize.
Oh, not at all.
If you think that was my suggestion.
I am not at all.
Yeah. I am not suggesting. Because I on the other side of all this, Kathy, I want us all to be better as a result of what we've gone through. Like any issue in life.
And
we are. Right.
And we are better. And so for someone to say to me, as a black person who grew up in the manner in which I just said, I mean, I grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. I had to look up to see the bottom rung, crawled my way from up under a rock in order to have the life that I have today. So for someone to look at me and say, Kathy, America is rotten at its core with racism. Kathy, America, race relation is no different than it was in 1619, 1776, 1863, or 1964. That is a lie. Our country has done a tremendous amount of work to move beyond our original sin, if you want to call it that. It was horrible. Race, I mean, yes. Slavery was no joke. It was beastly, and it was despicable. But exactly. Our nation has done a tremendous amount of work to right those wrongs. Now, we still have a ways to go, and that's yes. a legitimate conversation to have. And yeah. we can have that conversation, but that conversation stopped when mm-hmm. people began to pick up bricks and throw it through private property. At that point, there's very little room for compromise. There's very little room for discussion. It's all about intimidation and bullying. We can have a legitimate conversation about the need to further include people who don't look like the majority into the shared prosperity of this nation. But this foolishness that's taking place on our streets that's destroying our nation, Americans need to wake up and recognize that what may have started off as a legitimate conversation has been co-opted by people who do not have our best interest in mind.
Without a doubt. Kathy, you're running for the 4th District of Pennsylvania. Wow, what an incredible success story that you even, you know, your own personal story, what you've shared with us and what you bring to the table is so practical and powerful at the same time. What do you want your constituency to understand, you know, why you are running and what you bring to the table?
We can do better than this feckless brood of vipers who are currently representing our nation. And I'm specifically talking about the leftist aisle of the Democrat Party. You know, I mean, as a black person, I know a whole lot of black Democrats. I know a lot of Democrats, period. And many of them are waking up to the reality that their party has left them. They haven't so much changed, but their party has been taken over by a group of radical left-wing Marxists whose only intent is to create a them and us society, the oppressed or the oppressor society. That's the lens through which these people look at. And so, and for them, it's all about fundamentally changing this nation, which is code for destroying this nation, tearing it down so that they can rebuild it according to their own ideology, which does exactly. not improve the lives of people like me.
Let me ask
we
you
can
something.
Do better.
Let me ask you this, Kathy. What you're saying with all this destruction that's happening in these inner cities, you know, in Chicago, even most recently, I mean, we're talking, this could be at least a decade to repair some of this damage, bring back jobs, businesses, that sort of thing. Do you think it's symbolic of what's happening within the Democratic Party as they've been taken over by this radical left wing? That it's going to take them, it's going to take them decades to rebuild because of what damage they're doing to their own party?
It is my hope. It is my hope that people will send Americans of all stripes will send a resounding message come this November 3rd that we completely and thoroughly reject this leftist movement, the Antifas, all
got,
of this.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time. Kathy Barnett, thank you so much for
this
being with us.
This is sponsored by Wells Fargo. More than 37 million people, including more than 11 million children, lived in a food insecure household in the U.S. Then a pandemic hit. Now, more than 54 million people may face hunger. Since the coronavirus began, food banks have seen surges in demand, declines in food donations, and fewer volunteers. Casey Marsh is the Chief Development Officer at Feeding America.
Our network of food banks distributed 20% more food in March compared to average months. This is the perfect storm, and we need your help now more than ever. We estimate that 18 million children this year may not know where their next meal is coming from as a result of the pandemic.
Wells Fargo is teaming up with Feeding America to transform key locations into drive-up food banks throughout the summer. Find a location to help near you, wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Now let me tell you the stories of great American success and Americans of all creed, all color, all sorts of diversity. Vice President Biden, incredible. I mean, we are such a blessed nation. This is the thing about liberty and freedom, is that like no other country, it allows people who want to be motivated enough, and I know in some cases you might argue and say, well, Bill, you know, you're being Pollyannish, because there's some real, sometimes there's real challenges of people being able to step up. But, you know, the possibility and the reality of people actually stepping up, I don't care if it's in the field of sports, because it is a design meritocracy, that is clear. But the fact of the matter is that in so many aspects of business, meritocracy still wins out. And you can hear from, you know, whether it's the story of Kathy Burnett and how she has elevated herself. You know, where else but in America do you have this opportunity? And, you know, we're greatly encouraged every week when we have the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, with us. And you can go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, because there's so many great stories that she posts every week. We get to talk about some of them, which is good fun. And, Sam, let me welcome you, as always, to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always looking forward to our time together. This is one of the highlights of my week, every week, and we get to talk about, you know, the stories of humanity, these great stories that encourage you, even in the midst of, you know, what we may be seeing on TV with buildings burning down. I mean, it's very painful to watch that. Also to see how many jobs in a time when jobs are so needed, how they're going to be compromised, and even these cities, it's going to take them a while to rebuild. And in some cases, some of these businesses, and I can understand, they're saying, you know what, I don't trust you. I'm not going to bring my business, I'm not going to bring, you know, my assets into your city if this is the way we're going to be treated and have our property and our dreams destroyed.
you know, this really breaks trust and makes things very difficult to rebuild, you know?
Yes, I really do wonder how many people are going to be leaving these bigger cities. You know, you've seen, like, I've heard about a lot of people leaving New York City, for example.
Oh, tons. Yeah, don't even linger. Don't linger at the exit doors in New York right now. You're going to get run over.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And, I mean, I think it's going to reshape America to some extent, but I hope we come back stronger than ever, which, you know, we have a history of doing.
Yeah. Well, God willing, may that be the case. But, you know, here it is. We're dealing with two pandemics, you know, in essence. This, you know, this virus that has come out of China. And, of course, you know, this unrest that has been bubbling up for a long time. And maybe, you know, this is all necessary to finally lance it out and for people to really do some soul searching, Sam, and realize, okay, what can we do? What do I need to do? I mean, for what they or, you know, anybody else, because it starts with I, you know, what do I need to do to participate in the solution and not add to the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's what this gives us an opportunity to do. I mean, these are strange times, but I think, you know, we're all kind of going through it together. So maybe this is something to, you know, just bring us back together. And I mean, like you said, maybe it's something that was necessary on some level to our development as a country.
What's missing out of all this, Sam, is the truth. That's what's missing. I mean, we abandon the truth. We always said, we got into that age of, well, you know, that's your truth. It's all relative. We lied to ourselves. And the truth is missing. I mean, clearly, that is what's missing in all this and why people are so frustrated. Because I can tell you this, if they knew the truth, if everybody knew the truth right now, there'd be no reason to be burning stuff down. And so people are frustrated, but it's a matter of, you know, the truth coming out and all this, and then whatever it takes, you know, and it could be, sadly, you know, more deaths, more destruction, where people finally realize, you know, kind of like somebody who's drowning in the water, and get all the fight out of them, and you say, okay, now I'm ready, and let's look at this in a different perspective. Instead of ideologically, let's look at it, you know, as a real thing, as, you know, what is the truth of, you know, Black Lives Matter? What is the truth of, you know, some of these reasons that people are, you know, revolting? And I believe that once we know the truth, then, as the saying goes, we will be set free. Right now, we're not set free. We're actually being commandeered and held hostage by our very own ideology. Think about it.
That's very true. And I'm hoping that people, when they... Because one of the things that I think is going to kind of make the truth come out is if people are witnessing things firsthand, you know, if they're witnessing their cities having things torn apart, and then the mainstream media is saying, oh, this is peaceful protest. It's mostly peaceful protest. And people can see for themselves, you know, people who are living there can see for themselves, and they can get the word out what's true. And I think when people start hearing stuff like that, it makes you question what you're being told and pay more attention. And
without a doubt,
we are in our house having to, like, you know, more time than usual to pay attention. So I'm hoping maybe that will be how the truth gets out.
Exactly. This first story you've got is SOS in the Sand saves Pacific Island Mariners. What happened here?
That's right. So Save Our Souls message put out on a tiny Pacific Island. The three men had set out. I guess they were like on a 23-foot boat last Thursday, and they were just going to make a little 26-mile journey from Palawan to Pola Atolls. And I guess this is the federal states of Micronesia.
Uh-huh.
And they ran out of fuel, and they ended up landing their boat on a tiny little uninhabited Pikala Island. And it was 118 miles from where their intended destination was. So when they didn't show up, of course, you know, people called in authorities to help, and it ended up being U.S. and Australian authorities that came together to help. And, you know, when these guys didn't show, they have no idea what happened. They're looking in the ocean. They're looking around, and it's like finding a needle in a haystack. And apparently it was kind of at the end of them flying around and doing their search, and they were turning around to avoid rain showers. And they look on this island, and they see a boat parked next to an SOS message spelled out. It looks like with branches and all that. And they realized it was the missing men, and were able to send helicopters to rescue them.
Can you imagine that? 118 miles off. I mean, and it's a miracle in and of itself, like you say, looking for a needle in a haystack. And we've heard that said quite often when people do get lost at sea, because it is so massive. It is, you know, luck, a miracle, call it what you want, divine destiny. But I'm sure these sailors were quite grateful that they were found. What's this next story? Washington teens hailed as heroes for saving a deputy's life?
Yeah, you know, we think about deputies and police officers and anybody in law enforcement, and it's amazing how a situation can turn dangerous for them so fast. And Deputy Elliott, she was off duty, and she was driving her patrol car, and she was flagged down because there had been a multiple car vehicle collision. And so she got out, and she's not even on duty. She's not even working, and she's flagged down, and, you know, she does her job. She goes into action, and she checked on all the occupants of the vehicles to make sure no one was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then she realized the man that had caused the accident was trying to leave the scene, and she goes up to him, and she jogs up, and she tells him, you know, you can't leave. You're being detained.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, he turns around in a fighting stance, and I guess he put his arms in the air, and he wraps his arm around her neck and puts her in a chokehold. And then all of a sudden she hears, like, you know, she starts struggling, and she hears a group of young men yell, "Get off her." And a bunch, like five teenage men, or five teenage boys, I guess, ran up to her, and they pulled the man off and held him down so she could arrest him. And, you know, like, that's a group of friends. They all did it together. It was just their instinct. Birds of a feather flocking together. And
exactly.
Their parents must be so proud.
Kind of interesting. This is the second time I've heard of somebody in law enforcement, you know, having a chokehold put on them. And of course, now the big thing is, you know, law enforcement can't use, you know, certain maneuvers and chokeholds. You know, and that seems to be the order of the day, and something that will probably gain traction, you know, around the country. So, you know, it's interesting that, again, I mean, here it is, kind of the upside down world in which we live in. It's like everybody wants to take guns away except for the bad guys. They still have the guns. Good people don't have the guns. And, you know, law enforcement can't use a chokehold, but yet the bad guys can use a chokehold. I don't know. I just point that out for what it's worth. A police dog finds a missing mom and baby on first. This is the first job of the police dog, goes out and finds a mother and a baby.
Can you believe that? A 2-year-old German Shepherd.
Good dog. Good dog. I love this. That's great.
I know. What a good boy. And, you know, those dogs are special. The reason they're trained like they are is because they're able to do things that humans can't do. And we don't even have the technology to do, to replicate what the dogs do, you know, with their sniffing and their keen sense of smell. So, you know, this dog had gone out. It was a search party. It was a mountain rescue team and a police helicopter and all these different things. And it was a mother and baby. They ended up finding the mother's car, but they could not figure out where she was. And they knew she was missing with her baby.
Mm.
And so the dog ends up getting this dog, Max. You know, he remains focused once he finds her smell, and he ends up helping locate her. She'd gotten stuck between. She got stuck between a mountain and a ravine, and it was just, she was cold, and they'd been stuck there for a while, and it's just amazing that this is in the United Kingdom, but they ended up able to rescue her. I'm sure she was so thankful. And first day out, if we could all do that.
That's success. Hey, we all want to be productive, even dogs as well. Got time for maybe one more, about 30 seconds, so we'll have to hit it real quick. An adopted teen is helping senior dogs find loving homes just like she did, huh?
Yes, Meena Kumar, she was found in a basket in India when she was just 9 months old. She spent a year in the orphanage and was adopted by a couple in Mumbai, and they're now all in California. And she has spent her time doing pet sitting services to raise money to give to a shelter for senior dogs who she said need a second chance like she had.
Good stuff. Got to leave it there, Sam. Appreciate it. Go to Sam's Corner for all the details. Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none sound better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi.